Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting third. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rip Russell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lou Novikoff. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Olson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vern Olson. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mickey Whitheck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Carpenter. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bob Carpenter. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Hack reaches second base with a double. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello bunts towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Hack scores. Morello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morello moves to third. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morello scores. Nicholson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-0 in the game. Morello strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Olsen moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Olsen scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whittek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to third. Mickey Whittek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whittek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bill McGee now pitching. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Novikoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough bunts towards the mound. McGee fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Novikoff moves to second. One out. Vern Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Novikoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Danning and he is out, Witek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Danning reaches second base with a double. Mize moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mize scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Mickey Witek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witek is 0-for-1 in the game. Witek hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Witek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Novikov is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikov is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Novikov hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Novikov reaches third base with a triple. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Novikov scores. McCullough moves to third. It's 5-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCullough scores. Olson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-1. Cubs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Olson moves to third. Hack moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Buster Maynard pinch hits for Bill McGee. Buster Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Coslow now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Novikoff hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Cubs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Danning hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-3 in the game. Morello hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitek takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bartel pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel strikes out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitek moves to third. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Feldman now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 3 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lieber moves to second. Hi Bithorn now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lieber moves to third. Danning moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Whitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitek is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitek hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lieber scores. Danning moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-3, Cubs. Babe Young pinch hits for Harry Feldman. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning scores. Gerges moves to second. It's 7-4, Cubs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ace Adams now pitching. Lou Novikoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novikoff is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Novikoff strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. High Bidhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bidhorn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing second base. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bidhorn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mize strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.